Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
You know, Brooke, I think we can both agree that we have families who would completely have our backs no matter the situation.
Yeah, 100%. My dad once told a child that I could beat them in a foot race, and I really appreciated it.
And Mike isn't wrong. You absolutely could.
Yep.
And I feel like that's one of the ways that we're just like the Kardashians. I mean, they really stick together.
Yeah, which is a huge help to Rob Kardashian because he's been in the middle of a really big legal mess with his ex, Blac Chyna, and his family has really gone to bat for him.
Yeah, and I think we all know those Kardashians definitely know how to fight.
Yeah, you do not want to mess with Mama Jenner.
Certainly not, unless you have 10%.
Yep.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Wednesday, February 23rd.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. Give me that hot
goss. Well, it's a day that ends in Y, which means it's a day with Kardashian news.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite and at one time thought to be future husband, Rob Kardashian, has found his way into the headlines, and like in the old days, unfortunately, it's not for the best reason.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been in a long legal mess with Blac Chyna, who is the mother of his daughter, and things are changing in that case.
Yeah, honestly, like, this could have been you.
Minus the kid part, but yeah, it could have been me.
So this whole thing started back in September of 2017 when Rob filed a lawsuit alleging that Chyna had assaulted him. Mm. And this was just 1 month after their daughter Dream was born. Rob claimed Chyna tried to strangle him with an iPhone charger cord.
Ugh,
in December of 2016. Mm. He said she was under the influence of drugs and alcohol while she was attacking him. And while he claimed he was able to escape, he also said she repeatedly struck him in the face and head. And in the lawsuit, Rob was seeking $750,000 in damages.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, he's calling it all off. So last Friday, he dropped the lawsuit and he said that he's not doing it for Chyna. It's about their 5-year-old daughter, Dream. And he released a statement about the dismissal.
Yeah, so in it, he says, "My love for Dream far outweighs my desire to proceed with my claims against her mother in a public trial." And he also says that the court ruled there's sufficient evidence to warrant a jury trial for his claim against China, which he obviously took as a win.
Yeah.
Although the judge also recently denied his request to delay the trial, which was supposed to start this week. Mm-hmm. And then Rob just said he's done. He'd rather focus on co-parenting with China.
Yeah, it is a little weird, though, that he was like, "I want to delay the trial."
Yes.
And then the judge was like, "No." He's like, "Okay, never mind. Forget the whole thing."
Yeah, that's like weird. Kind of suspicious. I don't know what the reasoning would be.
Yeah, yeah.
But
we'll have to go back to law school.
Yeah.
So, of course, this is not the end of things. China is now calling total bullshit on Rob. She says he's dropping the lawsuit because he didn't want to face the evidence that she has against him in court. Mm-hmm. So her lawyer, Lin Chiani, says Rob dropped the case because he knew his assault and battery accusations against China were false.
She also says that China was prepared to prove with evidence that Rob's claim that she physically attacked and assaulted him was a malicious lie. Mm. Lin also says China has video evidence showing Rob was unharmed after the alleged attack, saying Rob didn't have a mark or scratch on him after the alleged attack because there was no attack, and that China is ready for her day in court to clear her name. I feel like she still could have attacked him, whether she has photos of, like, marks or scratches.
Yeah, I mean, I've watched enough Law and Order to know that there are places you can attack somebody and it doesn't show.
Right.
So,
yeah.
And so, obviously, this case is a lot of he said, she said going on here. But even though China claims she has evidence to support her story, Rob's got a ton of people backing him up.
Right. So two of Rob's friends have said in the past that they would testify on his behalf if the trial went ahead. So one of them is Eugene Spilsky, who claims he once witnessed China pointing a gun at Rob.
Ugh.
And then another friend, Victory Bells, says he separately witnessed China pointing a gun at Rob and threatening his life, which you can't prove scars of that.
Mm-mm.
So China's lawyer seems completely unfazed by these witnesses because they're saying that they didn't even show up at their deposition. So,
right.
Which well, isn't a great look, but
no, it's not. It's like, come on, take this seriously.
Yeah.
But on top of his friends who didn't show up, Rob also has his family. And you know, the Kardashians, they stick together truly, mm-hmm. I feel like, through anything.
They
even
really
when they're
do.
Fighting, they're sticking together.
Yeah.
So much so that Kris Jenner's boyfriend, Corey Gamble, says that he actually saw China attacking Rob and says that he even tried to intervene.
Yeah. So Corey says during the argument, he tried to separate China and Rob so that Rob could just get away from her and leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
He says, "China did not stop attacking Rob, even though I did my best to intervene. While I helped Rob walk out of the house, China continued to lunge at him and punched him numerous times in the head and face, as well as his back. Rob did not fight back and simply tried to shield himself from China's physical attack on him." These are, again, things like if she's punching him in the back of the head and, like, I don't know. Like,
this is domestic violence. Like, it's so serious. And I know that, you know, men in general don't get enough support and vocalization when it's done against them. And it's just like, these are obviously very serious accusations and this is not okay.
Yeah. Well, what I was saying, it made it sound at the beginning like I was like, I don't know, that could be bad. What I meant was... That's something you don't necessarily have photos to prove there was no harm. Like bruises, even bruises come days later. She could have, like, what did she roll him over while he was asleep and take pictures of the back of his head? Like, I don't know, you know?
Right. So, I mean, at this point, Rob's dropped his lawsuit against China, which we've said. And while I'm sure we're all like, okay, so it's over. Of course not.
No.
China now has her own lawsuits against Rob, as well as the entire Kardashian family.
Yeah.
So China's demanding Rob pay her legal fees for the lawsuit he brought against her. China's lawyer even said what an excellent role model China is for women who stand up to their partners who bully and intimidate them. But China's not stopping with Rob.
Right. So China's also suing the Kardashian Jenners for allegedly getting her former e-reality series canceled, which was called Rob in China. It only lasted for one season because it was trash. I was the one who single-handedly canceled it. I'm kidding. I don't even know if I watched it, but
I was going to say, did you even see an episode?
I think I saw some of it because wasn't that when Rob was like getting his sock business off the ground, or was that still on the Kardashians? I truly don't know.
They all blur together at this point.
Spinoffs. Yeah. So the lawsuit was filed in the fall of 2017, and it states, China will seek millions in compensatory and punitive damages from Chris, Kim, Khloe, and Kylie for defamation, intentional interference with contract, and intentional interference with prospective economic advantage.
Can we talk about how Kourtney's unscathed in this?
Yeah. And is that directly from Kendall. It? Like, Kourtney and Kendall?
They're free.
Yeah.
The least interesting Kardashian.
The least interesting to look at. We don't want them in court. It'll be boring. The Kardashians tried to dismiss this lawsuit in 2020, but a judge in L.A. denied the motion due to substantial evidence from China. And the evidence include unaired footage from what would have been the show's second season. And the judge was like, well, it's still not a great show, but...
Well, I want to know, like, what evidence is happening in this second season that proves China to be right?
Well, I wonder if it's just the fact that footage was shot and they were already working and then it didn't air.
Tell that to the millions of pilots in the graveyard of Hollywood.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the Kardashians, they're not done fighting. When are they ever? Up in the ring, we have Khloe, who I feel like always stands up for her brother. I love their relationship.
Yeah.
Especially when they were living together.
It was bordering on inappropriate.
It was just so fun to watch. So Khloe's coming for China. She submitted a request to the judge in China's lawsuit asking China to hand over some documents. So according to court documents obtained by Radar, Khloe, as well as her mother and sisters, Kim and Kylie, are asking for an emergency hearing to be set in China's lawsuit. And they're requesting that China turn over her billing records related to therapy visits.
Mm.
So China is seeking damages right now for alleged emotional distress. And Khloe is saying it's fair to ask for proof she's paid for professional help.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So Khloe's also asking China to provide documents related to her income on OnlyFans. She says China claims she lost income and earning capacity due to the Kardashians getting her show canceled. And according to Khloe, China's continued entertainment career and related earnings are directly relevant. So basically she's saying, prove to us that you haven't been able to make money.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's fair, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, I agree.
So then China shot back at Khloe, accusing her of being overly interested in her sexuality. And China says the request for her OnlyFans content and income is highly disturbing and entirely baseless. And she says Khloe is obsessed with sexuality and her private matters, which that's stupid. That's stupid to say.
It's one of those things where it's like when we come to these kinds of lawsuits, everything just gets put out on the table.
Yeah.
Like, well, that's to be expected. Yeah.
Right. But just the like, oh, you're obsessed with my sexuality. Like, is she though? Really? Stupid.
Oh, man. OnlyFans, nothing but trouble.
Truly.
So at this time, there isn't a date set yet for hearing in China's lawsuit against the Kardashians. But I'm sure this mess is not going away anytime soon.
No.
And I feel like, I don't know, I like that Rob was like, because of my daughter, I'm going to step away from this and not keep pushing this. But then China's like, I don't care about that. I'm going to keep pushing it.
Yeah. Like,
it's just, it's hard.
It is. And you can, honestly, you can only co-parent as peacefully as the least peaceful parent.
Wow. That's a really good point.
Thank you so much. It felt so profound when it came out.
I feel like that should be in the court documents.
Agree. I'll be Rob's lawyer.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars.
Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.